You're listening to SBS News.
Saving coral from the Great Barrier Reef. Dr. Dean Miller shows off samples of coral growing in rows and rows of aquariums.
What we have here are the living fragments in the Living Coral Biobank project. These are representatives of coral species that we've collected from the Great Barrier Reef.
They could last thousands of years in these controlled conditions in Cairns, but out on the reef...
In the last 20 or so years, we've lost 50% of coral abundance on the Great Barrier Reef. That's half of all corals have already disappeared. We've just seen another bleaching event this year, which has resulted in about 10 to 15% of corals bleaching across the marine park. That's an additional 10 to 15 on top of the 50 that we've already lost. So things are happening very, very quickly.
It's the fourth time in 6 years, and the outlook is dire, according to the latest State of the Reef report. Despite official data confirming for the first time the reef has suffered its first mass bleaching during the cooler La Niña weather cycle this year, there's been little mention of this World Heritage-listed national asset and the impacts of climate change during the election campaign. The Coalition has promised $1 billion in reef funding over 9 years, matched by Labor, and topped with $194.5 million to maintain an asset valued at $56 billion. It's a numbers game. Both major parties' net zero emission targets are below the scientific consensus of what's needed to limit warming to 1.5 degrees. Both continue to support new coal and gas projects.
Look, it's all well and good to throw lots of money at reef research and restoration-style activities. They're not going to save the Great Barrier Reef at the end of the day. What we need to see is very strong climate action.
Zenart Kes, the Torres Strait at the northern tip of the reef, was once a happy hunting ground for islanders fishing on their reefs. Daniel Billy is one of the so-called Torres Strait Eight, now pursuing the Australian government at the UN Human Rights Council with a complaint for failing to act on climate change.
Our way of living, because we live off the, we're seafaring people and we live off the sea. We get fresh produce from the sea and we are afraid that we will lose all that because of climate change.
They fear time is running out.
Well, we need action right now. Seeing all the major parties net zero, their target is for next 30 years, so 2050. But we want action right now. We need to cut emission by the next decade.
The reef also gives life to Queensland's tourism industry, bringing in more than $6 billion a year before the COVID pandemic. Reef tour operator John Edmondson owns the Wavelength charter boats based in Port Douglas.
Going forwards, the reef's still beautiful. It's still very much worth visiting.
But tourism operators like him are wanting to hear about a change of direction on the reef from the next government.
It's important not just to do it, but to be seen to be doing it. And some of the policy gaps really give a lot of questions to some of our key tourism markets if we're doing everything that we can to look after it.
The reef's UNESCO World Heritage listing is again in danger. The next government will have to convince UNESCO later this year that it's doing enough based not on the politics, but the science, says Dr. Dean Miller.
We need a government to actually really step up to the challenge and to stop making excuses because we are very, very quickly running out of time.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.